I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I'm glad you could join us for this particular show today, because we got some wild and crazy stuff to talk about. Not the least of which is this WannaCry. It's a strange name. WannaCry, ransomware, virusy thing that's going around the world. Now, there are things you could do to keep from getting the WannaCry ransomware virus. The main thing is what we've been telling you for years. Don't click on attachments. Just don't do it. Forget about it. As they say in New Jersey. Forget about it. Okay, attachments are bad. Don't click on them. Weird links are bad. Don't click on them. If you have a link that says it's from your bank, but you float over it, it's from ratasepatitocrata.io.whatever. Forget about it. Just don't do it. Also, patch your computer regularly. Now, what does that mean? There's some of you going out there, patch it? Like with a Band-Aid? No. Patch it means keep your security updates updated. Go out to PC settings, find your security thing, click on it, and do the updates. Yeah, but I'll have to reboot my computer. So what? Do the updates. Close out everything first, so that when it reboots, you won't lose anything. But do the updates. I can't stress that enough. Just do it. Okay. The WannaCry ransomware has been in the news. Yes, it has. The global cyber attacks on Friday, last Friday, that infected hundreds of thousands of computers with the WannaCry ransomware blame game has begun. If you are a computer professional and you're at work and everybody's freaking out and telling you, patch your computers, I would ask you this. Why haven't you been doing it up to this point? Yes, you wouldn't have to panic if you do your job. Just saying. Anyway, those of you that are still using Windows XP, never mind, you're probably not watching this show because you're just not computer savvy. Get rid of Windows XP, get rid of Windows 7, go to Windows 10, make sure you're patched. Keep your antivirus updated. Just do it, folks. Okay. Let's see. According to recently released data from IT networking site Spiceworks, about half of all businesses still have at least one computer running Windows XP. Yes, they do. Despite the aging operating system losing Microsoft security support after more than a decade since its release in early 2014. So, these things can be avoided, folks, if you'll just do the right thing. If you're on Windows, you gotta know you're not secure anyway. So try to be as secure as possible. Just saying. Okay, next item. There's an open source Siri, or an open source Windows, let me back up. I stopped myself because I have a device sitting over here next to me that I was about to use the name of, and if I did, it would talk to me like this. Alexa, what's the weather today?
Right now in High Point, it's 84 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Today's forecast has lots of sun, with a high of 86 degrees and a low of 65 degrees.
See what I mean? All you gotta do is use that word, which is the Amazon Echo name, and it'll start talking. So I stop myself if I think I'm going to say it. Anyway, there's an open source version called Mycroft, which is, of course, Sherlock's brother. I thought that was cool. There's a YouTube video you can watch on the blog. I have a link there. And basically, it's a virtual assistant like Siri or like the Amazon Echo code word. And you can see that it is gaining some traction. That is Mycroft. I wonder if you call it Mycroft when you talk to it. I don't know. Anyway, thank you, Fred. Fred decided to interject there that it was time for Geek Software of the Week, so he played the Geek Software of the Week drum roll. Good old Fred. He was being so quiet up to now. Yeah, I know. Adds to the excitement. Anyway, the Geek Software of the Week this week is really, really cool. Have you ever been in a situation that you wanted to make a bootable USB drive? Do I have a USB drive laying around here? Actually, I know I do, but it's buried under some of this other stuff on my desk, so I won't go digging for it, lest the camera come falling down. That would be good. Anyway, the Geek Software of the Week this week is Etcher, meaning you could etch the ISO of the bootable operating system onto your USB drive. Sounds rather permanent, doesn't it? It's not. But it's really handy. This software is awesome. It is open source. Therefore, it is free. And it is available for Linux, Mac, and Windows, either 32-bit or 64-bit. Dude. Awesome, awesome. You can validate your burn. It's hard drive friendly. It has a beautiful interface. It's open source. It's cross-platform. And there's simultaneous writing for multiple drives. It's awesome. So I encourage you to check out Etcher. Very, very cool stuff. All right. Also, this week, I think it was this week, could have been last week, recently, Amazon released the Echo Show. Now, the Echo Show, it has a 7-inch color screen on an Echo. It has nice speakers built into it and a 7-inch screen where you can touch the screen, touch sensitive screen, and you can do video conferencing and video calls through it and lots of cool stuff. It works just like the Echo, except it has a screen. Now, there have been people who have said, correctly, that the beauty of the Amazon Echo, whose name I will not mention, is that you don't have to look at it. You could just talk to it from anywhere in the room. Well, that's still true of the show, but you also have the screen. So the people that are complaining, well, wait a minute, it's just an added feature, folks. I mean, come on. So it's going to be available for a little over $200. I think it's, let me check exact price here. $229.99. And it will be released on June the 28th of 2017. That would, of course, be this year. At any rate, will I get one? Well, I have the Echo. I have Echo Dots. I don't know if I'll get this or not. I'm not 100% sure I need the screen. But we'll see, okay? Depends on whether I have somebody to play with. So anyway, so if I get one, I'll show it to you. We'll demo it. But we'll see. And then last item is, you gotta see this. Please go watch this. I have a link on the blog, of course, being drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. And this is a trailer for a Fox show that's going to be coming out called The Orville, as in Wilbur and Orville Wright. But that has nothing to do with it. Orville is the name of the spaceship for the Seth MacFarlane show. Seth MacFarlane and Jon Favreau have joined forces to create this show, and it is very weird. It's a Star Trek parody. And you know I'm a big, huge Star Trek fan. So, Seth MacFarlane humor could be a little interesting. You know, I'm not a big Family Guy watcher or anything, but check this trailer out and see what you think. I think it's going to be kind of fun myself. And I encourage you, go to the blog, click on the video, and watch it. Please do that for me. And let me know what you think. I think it's going to be weird. Like I said, we'll see how it goes as a show. Fox is not known for keeping their shows around. Yes, I'm thinking of Firefly. At any rate, that'll do it for this show. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of drbillbailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.